I did not have sex with that Ukrainian president. No, wait. That was a Democratic president who was lying. This is different, fundamentally different. We did not talk quid pro quo on that phone conversation. In fact, it was a perfect phone conversation. Perfect. So perfect, we locked it up in the super secret cone of silence at the Deep State Data Bank vault. But we have a transcript, not quite as perfect, mind you, but pretty perfect. You can judge for yourself that I'm innocent. Well, okay, I did ask the comedian president, Zelensky or Zorro or whatever his goofy name is, for some help cleaning up corruption in that shithole country he's running. Sent Rudy right over there, see what's what, get it cleared up before things get worse, and they elect a clown for president. They got the goods on Biden and his kid. We just need to get them to dig a little, find something we can use before the 2020s. You believe that guy, Sleepy Joe, using his name to get his kid a $50K a month gig on their oil board? Corruption. They both ought to be in jail. High crimes and treason. So what if little Adam Schitt has a whistleblower, fake news, third-hand rumors? Who cares? There was no quid pro quo. I only asked Zorro to look into Biden's boy. Big deal. What, another whistleblower? First-hand information? There's treason, you ask me. The guy ought to be outed and shot, along with shifty shit. So yeah, maybe I did put the chill on those weapons we promised Zorro to fight the Russians, who, by the way, aren't bad people, if Putin was being honest with me, and I think I know honesty when I hear it, and I hear it louder than anyone ever has now or before. I hear it like a bell beat by a gong, a huge gong. It sounds great. So I asked for a favor if he wanted those weapons. I admit it. Big deal. Who cares? That's how we do business. Maybe you read my book, The Art of the Deal. I still have some copies you can buy. I'm the deal guy. The best. Nobody liked me since Kublai Khan, and I could take him with one hand behind my back if I could reach that far. Trading influence for political gain? I don't think so. Read the transcript. Perfect phone conversation. I won't say too many times again. No, the real one is locked up. You just cherry pick it, twist it around, make me look like a crook. I'm not a crook. I'm a businessman. That's why you morons elected me. Time for a change. I just want to weed out corruption, nepotism, drain the swamp, make America great again. Go look at what Biden did. It's a crime, a real felony. Why pick on me? China, you listening? I'd take any help I can get. Give me a call. Rudy's got a jet ready to roll. Impeach me? Who you kidding? Rick Perry is who you want. Made me call that Zorro guy. Now the coward has quit. Looks guilty as hell quitting like that. Talk to him. I don't know anything about it.